107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with the great folks at Stratford Public Library. Once again, it's time for our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. Joining us on the phone lines is Alita Lemieux. Alita, good to chat with you again.
Good to chat with you as well, Jamie.
So, Alita, what book do you have for us for the month of May?
Well, with hopefully some warmer weather and the May long weekend coming up, I thought I'd choose a road trip adventure story to tell listeners about. And it's called The Fabulous Zed Watson.
Okay, I like the title of this book, and everybody always likes a road trip. So, Alita, I know you have a review for us.
I do. So, The Fabulous Zed Watson is a middle grade novel. It's by Canadian child and parent team Basil and Kevin Sylvester, and it was just published last year, 2021. So you might be asking, how is Zed Watson so fabulous? Well, I'm going to tell you. For one thing, Zed is a fabulous dresser. Zed loves ice cream, sing-alongs, and dancing the mashed potato. Zed also named themselves. I mean, how cool is that? Zed is also charming, and they don't mind saying so. And, oh, by the way, Zed is perhaps the biggest fan of the unpublished novel The Monster's Castle, which is a gothic tale of vampire-werewolf romance. So along with their quiet, opera-appreciating amateur botanist friend Gabe and his no-nonsense, muscly geologist sister Sam, Zed takes the last week of summer vacation to embark on an epic adventure across the American West. The mission? To decode the mystery of the monster's castle and discover the lost manuscript. So as with the best road trip stories, mishaps and hijinks ensue. Along the way, Zed, Gabe, and Sam meet a variety of colorful small-town characters who help them embrace the weird. Zed's experiences as a non-binary kid are based on Basil Sylvester's own childhood. While gender identity is not the story's focus, the reader is reminded that it's a fact of Zed's everyday life. Zed is misgendered at ice cream stands so often that Gabe and Zed start taking bets and make a game of it. A little more distressing is when Zed is called by their dead name at the Canada-US border. Several of the secondary characters are implied to be non-binary, trans, or lesbian, and Kevin Sylvester's illustrations depict them with a variety of skin tones and body types. The Fabulous Zed Watson, overall, it's a cheerful, quirky, fast-paced adventure story for nerds, geeks, and fan folks everywhere. And it's available at SPL as a hardcover book in our junior fiction section.
Alita, it sounds like you enjoyed the book.
I did. It was really fun.
So it's called Fabulous Zed Watson, and it is available with Stratford Public Library. Again, our Queer Book of the Month. And Alita, so much going on as we're getting into summertime at Stratford Public Library. Anything you'd like to spotlight today?
Oh, there is so much going on. I guess most exciting is that some of our kids' programs are coming back in person. Things like Spark Literacy and Baby Steps and even Whale of a Tale are going to be happening outdoors at a few different parks in town. So we're pretty excited to have those coming up. Of course, we've got awesome things going on in our makerspace all the time for adults and teens, and some nature-inspired gardens workshops coming up for adults as well. And you can find all of this and more on splibrary.ca.
And there's just so many great events going to be happening all summer long. Always new events happening with Stratford Public Library. And a reminder, too, Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide, they've got their grand opening for their new location, brand new location at 24 Downey Street, and that is set for June 4th. Alita Lemieux with Stratford Public Library. Thanks so much for this, Alita. Always good chatting.
Always good chatting with you, too, Jamie. Thank you.